It's the Carmichael Dave Show.
He's on the microphone when he's not on the microphone. He's playing a song, and when he's not playing a song, he's on the microphone, and then boom!
With Jason Ross.
Jay! Jay! Hey! My headset's
Text or call the show at 916-339-1140.
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross
on Sacktown Sports 1140.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Friday. Happy 916 day.
916, baby.
Is 916 day a thing? Are we making it a thing? Are people making it a thing?
I know there's been a collective effort amongst people.
Okay.
No one specific. To make it a thing, here's how I feel, Jason. If you're going to celebrate, celebrate responsibly.
Yes, always. I don't know when in life area codes kind of became, I don't know, hey, the 209, the 91. I mean, obviously, we've had area codes for a long time, but I don't remember that being highlighted and celebrated maybe as much as in the last, I don't know, 10, 15 years.
Really? I think it's been longer than that. Maybe. I've heard 916 to describe Sacramento now for quite some time. But yeah, I don't think this started in like the 1960s, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or the 70s. No. I think this more started out probably in like the 90s, shouting it out in music and stuff.
Yeah.
It's almost like a slang.
At what point,
which I think is cool, by the way. I'm here for it.
In your life, did you, and maybe it all matches up with, like, I say not the introduction to cell phones, but when cell phones were very prominent, where almost everybody has one. At what point did you not remember phone numbers anymore then?
Oh, yeah. No, once I could program them into something, It was probably that. Or I remember in middle school, every year they would give us our, you know, I don't even know what you would call it. It's not a binder, but it was a calendar book, basically. And in the back, like, there was a section for phone numbers for classmates. And I remember that's kind of when you just wrote people's numbers down.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So it was probably that, which is right around the same time as cell phones, though. So, yeah, I would say probably around 12 or 13.
Yeah. I'm guessing you don't have a landline anymore.
No. Yeah. But I remember being a kid, I had all family members' numbers memorized.
Yep.
My best friends, I knew their numbers by heart. But yeah, once I had somewhere to either write multiple numbers or program them, gone.
As far as, I don't know how many numbers you have, let's just say you have 200 numbers in your phone.
Mm-hmm.
What percentage or what do you think would you know 10 of them by heart?
No, I would know.
Five?
I can tell you whose numbers I know by heart. Mine, my brothers, my mom and my dad.
Yeah.
Because we've all had the same numbers for 20 years, and all of our phone numbers are very, because we have a family plan.
Yeah.
We our numbers are super alike. The last four digits are all the same on all of them. It's just a matter of a couple digits changing. I don't even know Alexa's phone number.
That's fine. I mean, that's,
if I was in a pinch and said, if like I went to jail and like I had to make a phone call, wouldn't be to her because I don't know her number.
Well, and that's the thing too. Like, there literally also used to be, hello, pay phones. Like,
yes.
Hey, I got a call. I got to make a call. So let me get to this pay phone. Here's the number I know. I'm calling my parents. I'm calling whoever I need. Yeah, that's interesting. But enjoy 916.
How many numbers do you know by heart in your phone?
It's probably the same as you. I mean, there's some that have existed long enough that I used to call when I didn't have them programmed into a phone. Or I guess cell phones have always had that ability. But now it's just boom, put it in the phone and just numbers are just gone. They just all blend together. You just look for the name.
Yeah, it's almost like it's just that's someone's code.
Yeah, it's bizarre. But happy 916 day. We hope you make it a great day. We're here on this Friday. Jason Ross, Jay Mars, Carmichael Davis off today. As Chris Guerrero has already said, he's enjoying this holiday. It's not a holiday.
It is a holiday.
It is?
916 day.
Oh, okay.
Silly.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. This is really bad on me, so I'm going to take fault for it, obviously. I even talked to Dave yesterday twice after he got off an airplane. Where is Dave again?
Scottsdale.
Oh, that's right, because that's my heat. Now it's all clicking.
Yes. I am traveling today, Jay, shortly after the show.
What? Why am I the only one stuck in Sacramento?
Stinger's up.
Oh, that's right.
Going to Iowa.
I've never been
to Iowa.
Okay, so there's cornfields.
Yes. And so this is what's terrible. What you said is exactly what I feel like I'm going to land in a field of corn. And that's all there is. And
Kevin Costner's going to come out.
Believe Ray.
Ray Liotta might actually come out of the corn now.
He might. Or I saw the Field of Dreams game again this year with the Reds and Cubs. Like, that's all I picture. And I know it's, or I think it's not like that. Have you been to Iowa?
No, but again, I think I said this on air. My paternal grandmother, that's where their family's from.
Okay.
Iowa. So if you happen to make it into Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, Iowa?
Text me, Brooklyn, Iowa.
There's a Brooklyn, Iowa.
There's a
this
Brooklyn,
I did
Iowa.
Not know.
That is where my, so I had two grandma jeans, funny enough.
Wait a minute.
Yes, both.
Spelled the same?
Yes.
Wow.
Two grandma jeans. Although one was Jean, they both went by Jean and spelled it the same, although one was Eugenia.
Okay.
So but one was just straight Jean.
You have good family jeans.
Hey, now. Depends on who you ask.
Okay. Yeah.
Hair on the head.
Yeah.
Or lack thereof. But yeah, if you're in Brooklyn, text me. I'll have you go by the family farm.
So it is a farm.
My family, I don't know if they still own it or how that works. I'd have to ask my dad, to be honest. But they had a huge farm in Brooklyn, like gigantic, beautiful farm. They might have sold it off.
Okay.
But yeah, my dad grew up going to the farm in Iowa.
But like Brooklyn. When I say Iowa, that's what you think, right? I feel like I'm going to a university in northern Iowa. There's a stadium, there's a dome, but I feel like everything else is just going to be cornfields, which I know is not the case.
No, it's not. I know that they have the cornfields. Yeah. I know the family roots, and then I just know that's where they caucus first. Okay.
Well, it's also where they say, like our city, 916 Day, they'll, Cowtown. Okay. If you're in most parts of Sacramento.
What's the area code in Des Moines?
That I do not know.
Can you find out?
I can.
I meant when you were there. It's more special if you find out when you're there, but it's fine if you want to Google it like every other person. Whatever.
I'm going to go with 319.
319?
Yeah.
Do you think they have 319 Day?
In the cornfields.
In the cornfields, yeah.
They mow the corn to get it to read 319. I don't know. I should figure this out. I think I'm in around 35 states I've been to. How about you?
What?
You know? Roughly something like that. Where I'm really that northeast – or really east, but northeast.
You?
Well, there's so many states you can get to quickly, which has always been weird for me. Like, California is so large, and, you know, when people are in New York or I just drove to Philly. Oh, how long? That's 2 hours. I'm like, wait, 2 hours to get a, you know, it just blows my mind.
When we say visiting states, does that count when you're at an airport but don't leave?
I don't think so.
Oh, geez, and I'm screwed.
Because I feel like you either have to spend the night, eat a meal, like, get your feet on the ground in these states.
So I'm being very honest as someone who has made it a point I need to travel more. I've been to Hawaii, California, Oregon, Nevada, Virginia.
That's random.
Florida.
Okay.
New York. Louisiana.
Oh, see, you're getting there.
What do you mean get? That's eight. Dude, nah, there's 50 states.
I mean, are you?
I'm not even a fifth of the way through.
These are flights that are getting you in there and you're staying there. There's no
I'm
drag.
Staying there. No, that's what okay. I'm saying. I visited these states. I have actually got out of the airport and been
but
in.
But not Texas then or not.
No, I have flown into Dallas-Fort Worth, though, about 56 times.
Okay.
I ain't never been to Texas, though.
Yeah. Nothing more wet. Nevada?
I said Nevada.
Okay. Washington?
No, I haven't been to Washington. Oh,
Arizona?
No, I have been to Washington. I've been to Seattle. Duh, okay. Stupid.
Arizona?
Yeah, I said Arizona.
Oh.
God, you.
No, I heard Virginia. I heard
I think
Florida,
Virginia stood out and everything else went
Louisiana.
Away.
Louisiana. I mean, there's your. So you got east, kind of. Yeah, kind of.
I feel like I'm forgetting one.
Illinois, like Chicago at all?
I have been to Illinois, and I've been to Georgia. Okay, I've seen a fifth of the states.
There you go.
But I need
probably
to see
more. Yeah. Only thing, I mean, we're considering Alaska West, correct?
Yeah, I've never been to Alaska.
I have not been to that. That's like a, and Hawaii, those are like.
I've heard Alaska is really fun, though.
I have heard that, too. So I gotta get there. But yeah, it's like that Northeast where you could knock off, you know, 10 states in a day, basically, if you really make some travel. Yeah.
Oh, I've been to Wisconsin.
See, we're growing.
Yeah.
Minnesota?
But no, never been to Minnesota. Okay. I do want to, I have made it a point that I'm going to travel more.
Okay.
Like, that's my big thing.
Now, are you going to make a ballpark tour, a football, I mean, like some people do that, or a historical site tour. I don't know.
When traveling in the continental United States, I try to make it a point that if I go somewhere, there is some sort of sporting event that I can attend.
That's good.
You know, so I've been unfortunate on a few of them that I've been there at times where there hasn't been. But, you know, I'm more, I want to go to Europe more. I'm looking to more go outside of the U.S. for a little bit and then, you know, check out some other states that I want to see.
What state that you have not been to would you like to go to the most?
Ooh, good question. Massachusetts.
Fenway?
I've always wanted to go to Boston.
Yeah.
Boston's a bucket list city for me to check out.
It's historically, it's got issues.
Yeah.
But
there's a lot of history there, though, period.
Yeah, there's, I mean, and being a Yankee fan, you would think I'd hate Fenway Park. Is my favorite park I've been to.
I've heard it's awesome it's experience. Great.
Frankie was just there, saw Judge Homer twice. As a Yankee fan for him, he went to both wins. It's a great
What ballpark
stadium.
Do you want to go to that you haven't been to?
I've always, for some odd reason, and here's been a fan of Kauffman in Kansas City. It doesn't make
really?
A lot of sense.
Is it the waterfalls?
Yeah. I would go swimming in there.
She's like, yeah, duh.
But I know there's water in Arizona and Tampa, but like I've
That's
been to Arizona.
Different. Arizona's
yeah.
a pool.
Yeah. Pittsburgh looks really beautiful.
That's my desire
to get to there.
That's my non-Fenway Wrigley Yankee Stadium. Yeah. It's PNC in Pittsburgh just looks amazing.
I used to love the look, at least the television look, of old Tiger Stadium. That double-decker. It just felt it was really like Fenway. Like
you can't go there anymore, Jason.
It's gone. The new one's fine. Yeah, that would be the one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not the Oakland Coliseum.
I like it. I'm one of the few that likes it.
I like the Coliseum, too.
I like it.
It's weird.
It's weird, but I like it.
It's like... It's,
I like
it has a
park.
Unique charm.
Yes, for sure. As do we, I hope. We've got a fun couple of hours for you on this 9-1-6 day. We got a lot on this Friday. Of course, by the end of the show, we'll get you to Friday Fun and Games. Michelle Dapper will stop by. We got to get her picks. And also
Daps
with the picks. And we'll go over maybe quietly last week's results because they weren't very good.
Oh, I have them.
From all the show members on that.
Put it this way. There's one show member that we're bringing in. We're going to the bullpen for them.
We have to because we've been embarrassing ourselves.
Gotta get that ERA down.
8 o'clock, Greg Papa will hopefully tell us why the Niners will be 1-1. They need to win this week. We'll get your fantasy lineup set with Dave Richards, all that and so much more coming up. But when we come back, the Chiefs survive, the Niners home opener, and the Raiders they hope to avoid an 0-2 start. We've got Leading Off next.
You want more Kings coverage?
Sacktown Sports 1140 is giving it to you.
You know, you'll be watching and thinking, man, like, I guess Keegan, yeah, he's not as good today. And then you look up and he's got, you know, 12 and 8, and it's, you know, the second quarter, and he is just so calm, so efficient.
I think it's absolutely what Sacramento needs. I think there's this sense that something special is starting to fall into place.
Log on to SacktownSports.com for exclusive content.
SacktownSports.com. Let's do it. It's time for Leading Off.
Brought to you by Lasher's Elk Grove Dodge, where for over 60 years, their name means a great deal in Elk Grove Auto Mall and online at elkgrovedodge.com. Here's cut number one.
And before we get to cut number one, Jay Mars, Utah is another state you've now... realizing you're covering... You've spanned the states.
I'm not as lame as I thought I was, but I'm still lame.
I would not say that.
How many different countries have you been to?
Countries? Oh, I'm way lacking in that.
I've only been to two others.
Five or six, maybe?
Nah, you're beating me.
Yeah, but not too many. All right, here we go. Last night, week two of the National Football League started Thursday Night Football, Amazon's debut. I know we had the preseason game, but it all got started, and we got a pretty good game.
Chiefs go to a knee again, and that will be that. The Kansas City Chiefs get a big-time victory on a 99-yard pick six by a seventh-round draft pick, a rookie from Washington State, Jalen Watson. The Chiefs add a field goal and hang on to win it over the Chargers. Final score, Chiefs 27, Chargers 24.
That's the great Mitch Holthus on the Kansas City Chiefs radio network.
I was expecting him to bust out the Chiefs win. Yeah. He kind of has a Sterling-esque.
Oh, he does. He has some really good calls, but that was the calm after the win. You know, we talk a lot about the saying, hey, a tale of two halves. This was where it flipped on basically two plays to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's 17-7 Chargers, looking pretty good. The interception that we thought, they review, they change, gives the Chiefs hope. And then the pick six completely flipped the game. And the Chargers were that close to being 2-0 with two wins against former playoff teams from a year ago. Two division wins would have been sitting really pretty. Instead, they lose. They give one away. Their quarterback gets banged up. And, I mean, Herbert was heroic at the end. I don't know how he was playing. But the Chiefs are still the top dog in the division, Jay. I mean, I know as much as we want to say Raiders, Broncos, these other teams, the Chiefs are amazing.
Is it okay to say, because of the way people just, like, for whatever reason, about-faced on the Chiefs in the offseason?
Yeah. They lost Tyreek Hill, okay.
It was so much of that was built on. They lost Tyreek Hill. You know, last year they showed, you know, if you issues, yeah, whatnot. It's like, I don't know about the Chiefs. Tough AFC West.
It is still tough.
Are the Chiefs back?
They were never going to.
That's
they never
my
left.
Point. They never yeah. left, despite what you may have heard.
Yeah, and the one thing I did not know that I heard on the broadcast last night, I might have the number. I think they said they're the fifth youngest team.
Yes.
So it's not like, well, they better do it this year. I mean, Mahomes isn't going anywhere.
He still has Travis Kelce, who is...
And I
think right now with George Kittle and his injury issues, Travis Kelce is, to me, the best tight end.
Oh, I think easily. And I think those other weapons, the one thing you could see, like Tyreek Hill is explosive.
Of course.
Marquez Valdes-Scantling can catch the ball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these other weapons, Hardeman, just the other guys they have, Schuster, they will be fine.
Yeah, and
just,
you know,
maybe not as dynamic.
But I think Clyde Edwards-Helaire showed that there's already growth with him,
yes,
right? He already looks so much better than he did last season. You got to give guys a chance to grow, young players
Absolutely.
A chance to grow, especially when they get an opportunity to see what they do. I can understand why you see, oh, damn, you lose Tyreek Hill. That hurts. Yeah, it hurts.
Yeah.
But to your point, that doesn't mean that the Chiefs don't have other weapons. That doesn't mean they don't have other guys that are going to step up with a full-time role. The idea that the Chiefs were dead might be one of the worst offseason take by any pundit that the Chiefs were just going to roll over and this was the Chargers division.
Right.
Or this was even the Raiders division. Or the few people that even thought, hey, Russ Wilson's in Denver. This might be the Broncos division. It was dumb. It was stupid. It was a poor take.
Yeah.
The other side on this thing, and I wanted to get your thoughts on this, you know, when Herbert got hurt, I did not. He sat out one play.
Yeah. And the play, the third down where he's basically rolling out. He could literally walk for the first down, and he just got to that point where, like, I am in so much pain, and he just threw it away, like, just as it looked like every part of him ached. I went, you got to take him out.
Yeah.
Then he threw the most amazing fourth down pass to DeAndre Carter that I think I've ever seen.
No.
And you just go, no other
dude,
the backup couldn't have done that, but I think if I was coach, I would have taken him
that's
out.
That's what I want to know. Isn't Brandon Staley an impossible position at that point?
Yes.
You have your young quarterback who wants to get in. You know, probably it's week two. Hey, if it means keeping him healthy long term, screw it. But we're also playing the likely division winner, team that's won it 6 years in a row.
And could still win this game.
And this is a monster win for us. We go 2-0 in our division.
Yes.
I just felt like Brandon Staley was an impossible position.
He
last
was.
Night.
Because, again, like we say, oh, take him out. Like I would have.
Same.
And I probably would have been.
And you aren't going to Herbert and being like, hey, Justin.
Yeah, that's a tough call.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, do you think he was just going to, if Brandon Staley would have went to Justin Herbert like, hey, man, just call it a night.
Yeah.
Do you think Justin Herbert's like, okay.
No.
Given what he showed after coming back in, hell no, he's not doing that.
And I don't know if you think of this in the moment. I'm sure you don't if you're head coach. But I immediately go to the press conference in my mind because I go, okay, how. I now have to explain myself. I would have been like, did you guys see the third down? I need to protect my franchise quarterback. I think our better chance to win is with Justin Herbert when he's right. He's not right. So I went with a 100% healthy backup. You know, kill me.
But it's like you said, but then the next play, he just makes this impossible throw when he's like, you know, falling apart.
Yeah, and you're like, man, well, I probably should have left him. Amazing. He still got a touchdown. They didn't get the onside kick, but.
I'm not giving a take here. I'm just saying this is something to follow. And I know, again, we've seen a week in a game of football.
Yeah.
Man, Herbert, his season compared to like a Joe Burrow, for instance, is going to be fascinating to watch.
Yes.
Because I think Herbert is ready to take, you know, all those predictions that he could be in the MVP race this year after two games. I'm buying into the idea that he's in the race.
Yeah. And I would say this, what I've said, not even that critical of him yet, because I think Herbert's got all the tools. But I said at some point I felt like we had elevated him to a spot. I go, he's got to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Well, they look like a playoff team to me.
Oh, no, they're for sure look like a playoff team. I don't think they're winning the division, but they should be the one or two wild card, I think, in the AFC.
We might see that
which
game
is a
again.
Stacked conference, by the way.
I know we'll literally see the game in the regular season. We might see that game again last night in the postseason. All right, cut two.
Cut number two.
Hand off to Debo coming wide right, trying to turn the corner.
Oh!
Touchdown! San Francisco as Debo just ran over a man on the goal line.
What?
I think Debo running over that man just had Greg at a loss for
words.
Yes.
The great Greg Papa joins us 8 o'clock today. Home opener, it's Seattle. The importance of this game, again. There's the stat out there, Jay, the teams that are 0-2, I want to say in the last 15 years, make the playoffs. It's something like 8% of the time. I think that's also now has to be adjusted slightly because there's 17 games now.
Yeah.
More teams are going to make the playoffs. So, but the point being, can you recover from 0-2? Absolutely. But if you're the 49ers, and let's paint, you can paint both sides. Let's put them at 0-2. But with losses to the Bears and the Seahawks, that's just bad. We haven't seen the Sunday game yet. If it's an 0-2 on Monday and we're talking about them at 0-2, it's bad.
Well, let's go to the next layer of that. We're talking about them at 0-2 on Monday. You know, what does that do for the psyche of your rookie quarterback? Trey Lance, did he have a presser yesterday or Wednesday? The days of the week, it's so confusing.
I don't even know where we are.
I thought he looked very mature, very much ready to put that Chicago game behind him and move on to this Sunday. But again, that's in front of the press.
Yep.
What does that do for your rookie quarterback psyche, knowing, okay, we're 0-2.
Yeah.
If George Kittle doesn't play, I haven't had my tight end.
Right. And that other noise, the Jimmy G.
The Jimmy G noise is in my ear. You know you're the guy you want to hand the ball off into, Elijah Mitchell, ain't going to be back anytime soon.
Right.
I don't think if this team starts off like they did last year, because remember, the 49ers started off poorly last year. I don't know how this team bounce. I don't know if this team can bounce back that way. And I know that's unfair to say for Trey Lance right now. And there's no evidence proving one way or the other.
Right.
But these are the questions that people are going to start asking and he's going to start hearing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We got more on the Niners throughout the show. Let's get to cut number three.
Cut number three.
Carr claps his hands. Now gets the ball. Back to pass again. Fires towards the end zone. Adams reaches, grabs, diving grab for his first Raiders touchdown just inside the pylon. What a throw and catch. The Fresno connection works for the Raiders.
Well, that connection's already proven to be great. I love what Davante Adams brings to the Raiders. He's going to have to bring that and more in their home opener as they get Arizona, two playoff teams from a year ago, both started with losses. So equally important game we talked about the Niners' importance to win, but the Raiders and the Cardinals now.
Yeah, and if you're the Raiders looking at this, you know you're facing a defense last week that just got annihilated by Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City. I think if the Raiders are going to win this week, you're going to have to hear a lot more of that Derek Carter, Davante Adams call.
We got more on the Raiders, more on the NFL. It's a Football Friday. We got so much to get to. When we come back, though, we have a little fun here. It isn't like a good prank. Pranks are fun. Maybe when they're not done on you. But we got a good sports prank, and it's as good as it gets. We'll let you hear this one next.
Live and past broadcasts of the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross and Cattles and Rami. Interviews, podcasts, and more. They all live on the Sactown Sports 1140 app. Download the app now in the App Store and Google Play. They've been here for a combined 50 years. The Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on Sactown Sports 1140.
You know, when I said going to break, Jay, that I like pranks, I will be full transparency, fully candid. I like pranks when they're done on other people.
Yeah, same.
But I don't feel like I'm the prankster. Like, so I would rather see you prank Dave because I'm not involved and I enjoy the results of it, because then I feel like Dave's then getting back at you. Whereas if I prank, I'm like, then you have to be comfortable, because you know there's plenty of people out there that can't handle the joke being on them.
Well, and there's also people that do take pranks a little too far.
Yeah.
And I don't mind being pranked if it's good natured. Yeah. Like, it doesn't bother me.
Right.
And I like pranking if it's good natured.
Yeah.
Doesn't bother me. It's when people that take it a little too far. All know who you are.
Yes. And if you don't know, it's you.
Now you know.
Yeah. So in this case, I don't know how long Cameo has officially been around. Several years.
It's been a while
years.
Now. Yeah.
I don't know, maybe more. And basically, if you don't know what Cameo is, is it an app or a site? It's an app,
it's a
I think.
Site. They make a video and they'll send it to you.
Yeah, so you can ask. And lots of people are on Cameo. Maybe we should get on Cameo. Would we be any
what
kind
would
of?
Would you charge?
Oh, as much as I possibly could. No, I don't even know. I think
so
that's
a dollar.
Ridiculous. But
I would do a nickel.
Like, who would pay for us to give Cameo birthday wishes or well wishes? Or usually it's birthday shout outs.
Chris would pay $5 for a Dave Cameo.
I think so.
Chris stands for Dave. So
maybe,
like,
at the way his show is going, maybe Chris is giving cameos.
You know, that's true. He probably is.
We're looking at this the wrong way.
Thing with Chris, though, what he would charge is not currency. If you
smell
what I'm stepping in.
There's different forms of payment, right?
Mm-hmm.
In this case, a good sports prank in a sense. So the University of Iowa has been a good football program over the years. Never great, but good. They've
got corn-fed boys.
They have been struggling offensively. And so someone with a creative mind reached out to a few people that they thought could help in a way. The offense of coordinator there is Brian Ferentz, related to Kirk Ferentz, who's the mm-hmm. coach. And so Fran McCaffrey, who coached our own Keegan Murray, and Bob Stoops, who's been a great college coach and analyst and different things over the years, were both targeted and reached out to by said fan to basically ask and lift the spirits of Brian. And
right.
Brian Ferentz, they didn't give his last name. They said he's having trouble with his dad, meaning the head coach. His dad's not trusting in him. Just, you know, take out the football part, but it's a father-son relationship, and they have a little fun with this. Let's start with, first, the cameo that was delivered by head Iowa basketball coach Fran McCaffrey.
Hey, Brian. Fran McCaffrey here. I wanted to reach out and let you know that all of us in the Hawkeye family are thinking about you. Your family loves you. Your dad loves you. The Hawkeyes love you. Maybe think about making a move back to New England. But wherever you go, wherever you are, the Hawkeye family will always be with you. Go Hawks.
All right.
So sweet, Fran.
So innocent enough, but I'm sure in that mind, I mean, it's probably, here's a few details, get the name, father-son trouble. In my mind, if I'm trying to channel in my inner Fran McCaffrey, I'm going, okay, 10 to 18-year-old son having some issues with dad, and let's just kind of hone in that lane.
I think you're taking it way too far. I think Fran McCaffrey, someone said, hey, this kid, here's the message, and Fran just read it.
Okay.
I don't think Fran was reaching deep into his heart to really deliver a heartfelt message. Just like, all right, this kid paid me $50. Cool. Got it. What am I saying?
Let's go now to Bob Stoops, who was asked the same thing to deliver a cameo to Brian.
Hello there, Brian. Bob Stoops here saying hi. And listen, I know you've had a tough couple of 2-3 years there, but the good news is your family still supports you, buddy, especially your dad. He wants you to know that. But and even though everyone else seems to be against you, sometimes the best advice is to break free from the family business, man. Go do what you got to do. So anyhow, all the best to you and a big boomer sooner and good luck.
All right. So there's a little more context there. He was given like, hey, father-son issues. It's family business.
So I'm wondering, did that they specifically tell him in the cameo, like, hey, we'd appreciate it if you say, you know, best advice might be to, you know, move away from the family business.
Yes.
Or if that is like actual Bob Stoops saying that.
Like, that's his own interpretation.
Yes.
Like, hey, you know what? Get away from the family. But your dad loves you.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is about a fan reaching out to these guys and saying, Brian Ferentz is a garbage offensive coordinator.
Pretty much.
Lift his spirits up and send the fella a nice pick-me-up.
It's terrific.
Oh,
it's good
terrific.
Stuff.
Have you ever done Cameo? Not you, but reached out?
No, I haven't.
Who would interest you and who would you? Because basically it's like a gift to someone else.
So is this for me or for someone else?
Whether it's along this line of a prank, but I doubt you're getting one
for yourself.
Oh, God,
if there's a prank, I have thought of so many we could do with Dave.
Yeah.
Like just pranks, you know. For my dad, though, like.
We could have done a bunch for Dave about smoking.
Oh, Jason, why do you have these ideas now?
We still can. We can still do them.
Who would be... We got to find, like, I feel like someone like John Daly and getting him to come on and tell Dave to lead a healthy lifestyle would be terrific.
Yes. Hey, YouTubers, who do we get to cameo for Carmichael Dave?
But
John Daly's a dynamite answer.
Yeah, John Daly.
While he's smoking.
While, yes. And
drinking his Diet Cokes.
Eating
his
Hooters.
M&Ms, just looking like he hasn't slept in a week.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I've always, like, he's not on Cameo, but, like, for my dad, I'm like, oh, man, Jerry West, that would be a super cool
like an
cameo.
Idol.
Yeah, that's who you get, unless
right.
you're pranking somebody, because that's a whole bag of different fun.
Yeah.
But, like, if I was getting Jason Ross a cameo, it would be, you know, your favorite guy ever, Tyus Edney, UCLA.
Good call.
Tyus not on Cameo, I've looked.
Have you?
I have.
Oh, I was going to say.
I've gone down the Cameo rabbit hole, my
really?
Friend.
Really? So, okay, I have not. What name? So, obviously, like, you go, oh, Jerry Rice, sure. But, like, if you go, they're on Cameo? Do you know of any?
Oh, man, there was a few that I'm like, you're way. Oh, I think it was Floyd Mayweather, and his price is, like, the most expensive on Cameo. It's some ridiculous number. But, like, what the hell does Floyd Mayweather need to be on Cameo for? He's a kajillionaire.
But some of those, like, okay, that's a superstar, mega superstar. But I feel for the someone that, like, is $2 to call.
I'm not
whoever.
Going to call people out.
But
there are local reporters of teams in the greater Northern California area that are on Cameo. And I'm like, dude, you got
to
be
you have
loser
to tell me this in the break. You like, have to, I guess I could do my own research, but I have to know who this is.
Yeah, I was like, wait, because I saw said person promoting it. I'm like, oh, okay.
Well, that's the thing. Like, if we literally, you and I start Cameo today, I mean, I feel like I would have to put out 5 messages a day to let people know, because some people are like, why would I want to?
Okay, MC's flirting with a ban. Did you see who he put? And by the way, when I mean ban in YouTube chat, not from me.
But come on, isn't that a little bit
that's
funny?
That's the best one. Are you kidding me? Robert Ori for Dave would like.
That's fantastic.
Okay, where
MC.
Do we come as? I mean, dude, you
that's
win.
Fantastic.
Like, you win. Like, there's nobody else make a suggestion.
Because at what point? So let's pretend we do this. We find a way to get Robert Ori to wish Dave something. What, it doesn't even matter what the message is.
No, it does. Oh, no, Jason.
Oh, do we have him?
Oh,
like,
we're going
push
there.
The needle,
if, listen,
like,
if
just
you're,
dig it in the knife and turn it?
If we're paying for it, we are turning the knife,
hey,
like,
Dave,
all the way. No,
whatever
no, no.
The date, game
hey,
four.
Hey, Dave. We know you're a big Lakers fan. You know, your friends reached out and said your favorite moment in sports was when I hit that dagger three in 2002. And I'm just here to say I hit that shot for you, Dave.
Yes. And then maybe tie in the smoke. Like,
yeah.
Somehow, like, you can do this much like I did when.
Maybe if Vlade had quit
fellow
smoking.
Fellow smoker Vlade Divac tipped the ball out to me. I just knew.
Keep this going. I'm going to look right now if Robert Ori's on camera.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
okay.
into this idea.
I have no idea.
This.
So while you're looking it up, Jay, also give me a ballpark figure. Because, again, pleading complete ignorance here of what athletes.
Robert Ori's on Cameo.
Okay, don't tell me the value. What you see, like, what's a standard value of what someone costs on Cameo?
Like $35 for your average person.
Okay, so I'm guessing Robert Ori is right in there, $30.
$20.
Okay. Oh, and is there a, I mean, we don't need a 5-minute video. What do we give him, like a minute's worth of material, 30
That's
seconds?
That's all we need.
$20?
$20.
Oh, wow. All right, we got to formulate
a
script.
We are bad people.
We are, but MC planted that seed.
That's his fault.
But it's a fantastic idea. Fantastic. Maybe for Christmas.
Yeah, because we can't do it right away.
No,
because
he'll
sure.
get back to him. We just kind of sit on the idea, and then just you and I plan it off the air, and then just drop the bomb. Thank you, MC. MC
we
contributed
the bomb
to the show.
On Dave.
Do you have a couple others there? Just price
I don't
points?
Even care anymore. I'm
no,
all,
not for
oh,
replacements.
Oh,
I'm just,
I'd have to look.
Okay, I didn't know if there was like a big grid that had, you know, this person cost this much. Wow. The stuff you stumble upon.
I'm just saying, that was, we just stumbled into a landmine.
And the greatest thing is if we do that, like, what's his bounce back to us?
He doesn't have one.
Because, like, you're not getting us as bad as that.
No, because as Kings fans, you can't hurt us anymore.
Right. I mean, are you going to send us one from Robert Ori? It's like, well, we've already done
it. We've already done it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. No, we win.
Wow.
This okay. is sinister.
It is sinister. And I love it on this 9-1-6 day. What I don't love is what's happening in Phoenix. The clock is ticking on Robert Sarver and his circle. It's closing in.
Sactown Sports 1140 is your home of the Las Vegas Raiders for the 2022 NFL season.
Tune your dial to 1140 for all Raiders games.
Plus, you can listen online at sactownsports.com and on the Sactown Sports 1140 app. Stimulating conversation about kitchen gadgets and baseball cards.
I think that's really crazy interesting.
It's the Carmichael Day Show with Jason Ross on Sactown Sports 1140.
Great Thursday night game last night. We'll get into that to start our next segment. Lots of football to close out the show.
Football!
Football. Dave Richard, Fantasy Football, Week 2. Maybe you're like me. I had the trio. I'm 3 fantasy leagues, 0-1 in all 3.
Oh, geez.
That's
nah.
fun.
My team is early on looking like a stinker.
Already?
Gonna have to have Dr. Dave come in and fix it. Fix That's happening at 7:27, right?
Yeah, fix our team, Dave. Please. It's on you. Fix it. All of ours. But if you have your fantasy questions, certainly get those loaded. We will ask him, Greg Papa, Michelle Dapper, Friday Fun and Games. Ah, too much good stuff.
And just a hint, Friday Fun and Games, you and Dap tied for the lead so far.
In our pick'ems?
Yeah, big lead.
We have a commanding one-game lead on Dave, don't we?
Yes, you do.
There were five games.
You have a Washington commanding lead.
Yes. That could mean we went 5-0 and Dave went 4-1. We'll fill you in with the details.
Hashtag no Snyder.
Yes. Also, coming up in a few minutes, we'll have tell you about a chance to win a Smashburger. Football is back.
Not just a Smashburger.
Just the biggest burger ever. Win a $50 gift card to Smashburger and enjoy the perfect game day meal. We'll explain that coming up in just a few moments. But a story that's, look, it's still out there. It's still got teeth. It's not going to go away. And it's awful in so many reasons. The Robert Sarver story, Jay, in Phoenix with the Suns. I know a lot of people aren't cool with where it is now and where it maybe Adam Silver and the league's handling of it. Again, they did the largest fine they possibly could amongst the league guidelines at $10 million. 1 year suspension is a lot. I think the people, I don't think there's a timetable of years that if one isn't enough for you, I don't think people are going to give him two.
Yeah.
Give him three. Two and a half.
Five. That's perfect.
It's basically out.
Right.
Like that, if one and a 10 is not enough for you, which I think most people are there, then you want him out. The league, I think, is protecting itself in some sense. Because remember, Adam Silver, yes, is in charge of everything, but he does work for the owners.
Right.
And there's certain things that he just can't do. And, yeah, it would end up being a legal fight, and it still could get there. But things are starting to happen. We've already heard LeBron James, Chris Paul, and others speak out. I think the next domino certainly has to be sponsorship. That you follow the money on any situation. That impacts business. But this one wasn't a surprise to me yesterday. Suns minority owner, one of them, has called for Sarver to resign. I think the loneliest island in the world would be, hey, I support Robert Sarver. No
yeah,
one's
no
coming
kidding.
Out to do that, and nor should they. But this is the kind the circle's just, it's just yeah. getting really constricting now.
And especially when you talk about members of ownership coming out and saying this, you know, it's like, A, I agree with you, but also like, you're a vulture swooping in yeah. on a carcass right
hey,
now, essentially.
I could be the one to save
yeah,
the team.
That's me, and I'll yeah. be the one to stand up and be a good guy, even though I don't know how long this guy has been a minority owner of the team, but I'd imagine long enough to know what Sarver is and
yes.
what was going on behind the scenes.
Well,
where
and,
were you then?
Yeah, as far as people that replace people, not making light of the situation, but those are small shoes to fill.
Sure.
I mean, you know, if he was considered the greatest owner of all time and he's stepping yeah. down, it's like, man, I have to fill in for...
Dude, this isn't Jerry Buss.
No, this is a person that a lot of people want out and probably should have been out and will likely be out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, I just have to be a better human being. The bar's low.
And I'm going to say this. Minority owners can step up and say Robert Sarver needs to resign. LeBron James can put out any message he
yeah.
wants. Chris Paul,
yep.
you know, put out a, I would say, somewhat passive message.
Yeah,
but
I thought Paul's was the weakest.
Yeah, I thought it was weak, but I also, there's a part of me, and I've seen this before, where it's like, hey, Suns players should protest. They shouldn't, you know, mm-hmm. they should demand, you know, things. And it was interesting, you know, because this, not exact scenario, but as we know, the whole thing with Donald Sterling happened during the season, during the playoffs, right?
Right.
And there was a lot of pressure on those Clippers players to say, hey, we're not playing today. But then I also have heard the players say, nah, dude, we work our you-know-what's off to be here, to be in this moment. We're not forfeiting a game. And so it's like, you know, there's a weird balance there. And so you have Chris Paul who... He can't just come out and say, I'm not playing, because he has teammates. And this is an organization, Jason, with championship aspirations.
Sure.
So nobody coming out and saying thing is going to change anything. It's and you know, you and Dave talked about this yesterday. It's when the money starts.
Yep. That's the impact.
And that is business, folks.
Right.
We can all sit here and grandstand and be happy. When the money impacts things, that's when change happens.
And that's when Silver can now say, instead of this, let me play you something from from Adam Silver the other day.
In terms of future behavior, there's no question he's on notice. He knows that. And I also think, though, if you look at the chronology of the sort of the report, is that most of this activity goes back many most of the inappropriate activity goes back many years. I would say the Suns' workplace is a very different environment today, even at the beginning of this investigation, than it was years ago. I don't think there's any dispute over that. You know, new human resources people, professional people coming in, many people who were once with the organization, who frankly were part of the problem, are no longer there.
I mean, again,
I'm not going to rip all over Silver, but I thought that the idea that, hey, the workplace has improved. Well, yeah, dude, there was an investigation launched. Of course it is.
Right.
We saw this with Dallas. What was this? Just last year.
Yeah. But to say people have been removed that were part of the problem, so is the owner.
The biggest part, though, the head of the snake, so to speak, is still there.
Right.
I know he's suspended for a year, but...
You think Robert Sarver's a different person today?
No, nor do I think Robert Sarver's not going to somehow have his hands involved while he's out for a year.
Yeah.
It's, again, it's the suspension itself is toothless. The money involved is not going to impact him. It has to come down strictly to sponsorships are going to be pulled from the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah.
It has to come down to big sponsors of the NBA are going to have to say, hey, we're not cool with this.
Yeah,
we don't want our brand associated with yours if this is the type of stuff you're doing.
Because if that happens, Jay, then the league can now say, no, you are impacting our business.
You're impacting business.
Yeah, and you could argue that you already are, but not until the financials come out and you go, look, now I can point to this and say Sprite is no longer endorsing the Suns.
And it just
league.
Takes one, Jason, one big one.
And then, honestly, when one does... Now the other's threat because it's like, oh, you are supporting this?
Yep.
So that's likely what would have to happen. Obviously, also the suspension – or not the suspension, but like the players' demonstration. They're not playing right now.
No.
So –
but they will be, and this is going to be in the media all season.
Yeah.
And so, this is going to be a distraction for that team.
I think so.
It sucks, and it's because you feel for, obviously, the people involved first and foremost that went through it – in that organization, like they are above any basketball player important and their thoughts should matter the most. But these are fans that are going to go pay to watch a team that's going to be distracted all year, again, with championship aspirations.
Right. They still
And
do.
So the team gets hit by this and then the fans ultimately lose out by this because it's going to dominate the media out there. I mean, we have partners in Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine they're talking about any basketball related Suns activity right now. Jason, we are, 2.5 weeks away from the start of preseason?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. It's basically here. All right. We got another hour coming here. We got two more hours coming up. Before we go to break, 1-800-920-1140. 1-800-920-1140. Your chance right now. We're giving stuff away on a Friday. Football is back. Win a $50 gift card to Smashburger, and you can enjoy the game day meal. Just the perfect game day meal there, courtesy of Smashburger. For more information, visit KHDK.com. But call now. 1-800-920-1140. We'll take caller number two. Got to get in quickly, 1-800-920-1140. All right, when we come back, what a game last night was. The Chargers saw 2-0 slip through their grasp. Instead, the Chiefs show they still control that division. We recap Thursday Night Football next.
The start of the NFL season is upon us, and Sacktown Sports 1140 has all your coverage.
Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, and of course, all the NFL action every Sunday.
Your home for the NFL all season long, Sacktown Sports 1140.